Glimbo relaxed, leaning against a tree. He scoffed sarcastically.
You've lost all your pals. I thought you would. No beast can track anything at night through here. Give up, mate. Let's get back to the crew. They're probably inside that abbey now, grabbing the loot and plundering the place. You're wasting time out in the forest when we could be back there snatching our share.
Blowfly gave him a surly glare.
"'Tis all right for you. I'm the one to blame for letting them escape. 'Tis me you Captain Ball will take it out on. I can't go back empty-pawed."
His companion did not agree.
"Oh, come on. Ball won't be fretting over a few runaway fools. The captain has other things to think about. A kick in the tail and a few odd words is the most we'll get. We've had plenty of those afore now. Belay there, shipmate. What are you doing?"
Blowfly looked up from his task of striking flint to steel.
"What I should have done a while back. Making a torch. I'll find those runaways. Just you wait and see."
Glimbo seated himself with his back against the tree trunk.
"Well, you can find them on your own, because I ain't going anywheres. When you come back this way without them, give me a shake. I'll be right here, taking a nap."
Blowfly held up the burning torch he had fashioned. Silent and stubborn, he trudged off alone into the night. Lana Bowstripe saw the glow from between the trees where he sat resting. It appeared like a small floating island of light in the darkness. Silent as a wraith, he arose, becoming one with the forest as he stood motionless against the elm trunk. Blowfly walked by within a paw's reach of the big badger, staring at the ground. The sea rat mumbled bloodthirsty curses as to the fate of the lost fugitives. Lana saw his face in the torchlight, and a trigger went off in his mind. He recalled brief flashes of the night he had been attacked by the sea rats. Blowfly's coarse, ugly features were instantly identifiable. Swiftly, the badger strung his bow and stole up behind the unsuspecting sea rat. Blowfly was jerked back as the tightly strung bow trapped his neck between wood and twine. The big badger managed to catch the torch before it fell. Craning his head around painfully, the sea rat caught a glimpse of his captor and spoke almost indignantly.
"You're dead!"
Lana drew him in until they were face to face. Only the pressure on the bow held the sea rat upright, his limbs having turned to jelly. With torchlight flickering over his scarred features and the light glinting in his vengeful eyes, the giant badger resembled some beast straight out of a nightmare. Blowfly's tongue suddenly ran away with him.
"It was Ball! It wasn't me! I wasn't nowhere near you! I swear me oath on it! I never did nothing!"
A sharp tug on the bowstring silenced him. Lana's voice left the sea rat in no doubt that lies would not save him.
"So you never did anything? You were nowhere near? It all had naught to do with you? You're innocent of everything?" "How many times has that same excuse been made? Think of every bully, cheat, plunderer or murderer before you who has lied with those same words. Once a villain is caught with no pack around him, then every beast is to blame, except himself, of course. He will lie, betray and cheat to save his hide. But sometimes there is justice in the world, and fate catches up with him. So speak truly to me, or you will die slowly. You have my word on it, and I never lie."
Blowfly sighed with relief. He told Lana all he needed to know, and he spoke truly. The big badger kept his word. The sea rat did not die slowly. A single mighty jerk of the bow, and Blowfly died quicker than he had ever expected to. Awakened by flaring torchlight, Glimbo yawned and stretched his paws.
"Bet you never caught him. I told you before you..."
The sea rat's paw shot to his neck. Blowfly's long whip was tied around it. Holding him fast to the tree he was sitting against, a deep forbidding voice warned him.
"Be still, vermin."
Automatically, He raised his other paw, trying to free his neck. There was a hissing sound like an angry wasp. An arrow of awesome length buried its point deep in the tree trunk, a hairbreadth from his neck. Glimbo froze. Lorna revealed his face in the torchlight, laid another shaft on his bowstring, and unhurriedly explained his purpose to the petrified sea rat.
You will take me to the Abbey of Redwall. I'm going to release you. But play me false, you'll wish you hadn't. Is that understood? Speak!
Glimbo's good eye rolled about alarmingly in its socket. He was completely terrified.
Understood!
The badger drew a long knife from his arm sheath and severed the whip coils with a swift stroke. The sea rat shot off like a hare at top speed. Lorna drew back the bowstring, homing in on the fleeing figure.
Never mind, I'll find my own way.
This ends Disc 9.